USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. While the White House insists Congress must act on gun safety reform in the wake of Wednesday's Atlanta mass shooting and a string of others in recent days, Republicans in Congress are blaming President Biden for at least one of those incidents. The mass execution-style murders reported out of southeast Texas, Republican Senator Ted Cruz says Biden's policies are to blame.
The man who allegedly killed five of his neighbors in the town of Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, is in the U.S. illegally, and Cruz says that's the issue.
Because under Joe Biden's open border policy, ICE is prevented from deporting dangerous illegal immigrants.
The accused gunman, Francisco Oropeza, had been deported four times before, and each time he was able to sneak back across the border into the U.S. He was caught Tuesday night after a days-long manhunt. I'm John Schaefer.
Authorities in the Atlanta area reported late Wednesday they had captured the man allegedly responsible for the day's shooting that left one dead and four others wounded at a medical center. Top House Republican Jim Jordan launching an investigation into the lack of arrests of protesters outside Supreme Court justices' homes. The Republican House Judiciary Committee chair is looking into the U.S. Marshals receiving instructions to not arrest protesters after the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade was leaked last summer. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates once again, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell said Wednesday the central bank could pause further increases next month.
So we'll be driven by incoming data, meeting by meeting.
The Fed chair also declared the banking system is sound following the recent failure of First Republic Bank. And White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration is looking at Russia's accusation that Ukraine targeted the Kremlin in a drone attack. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
A Texas man who shot and killed a Black Lives Matter protester in Austin will not get a new trial. Lawyers for Daniel Perry tried to argue that key evidence was kept from jurors. There were claims the victim and other protesters were the first aggressor. The judge, who denied that motion today, set a sentencing date next Tuesday. He faces up to life in prison unless pardoned by Governor Greg Abbott. Senate Democrats are launching a new effort to better compete with China.
There is no reason our two parties here can't come together and send a strong message that we're united in this pressing national security effort.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said lawmakers are preparing a new package of legislation in the coming months to enhance U.S. leadership over the decades. Lawmakers are aiming to limit the flow of advanced technology to China, deter Beijing from initiating a conflict with Taiwan, and tightening rules to block U.S. capital from going to Chinese companies. And Jamie Foxx is breaking his social media silence after his hospitalization. He wrote on Instagram that he appreciates the love from fans and feels blessed for those wishing him well. The Beat Shazam host also shouted out Nick Cannon, who's filling in for him on the game show. Earlier Wednesday, TMZ reported Foxx's friends were asking for prayers for the actor. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.